So imagine this, flying on an e-plane. It could actually happen. Battery-powered planes. As there are some airlines, including United, ordering these new fully battery-operated planes that seat 30 people, and they could be in the air by 2028. It's not too far away. Planes have zero carbon emissions. They'd only be able to fly short-haul routes, though, within single states.
For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ian Boyd, professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Colorado Boulder. We appreciate you joining us. So, you know, I'm thinking if you're in a car and the battery runs out, you just kind of slowly pull over to the shoulder. So now you're in a plane. How safe is it? How long does the battery life on these planes?
Well, the batteries have only been developed for very small airplanes and for short flights, like you said. I think it's going to be, you know, at least 10 years before we see kind of like regional airplanes have large enough batteries. So, yeah, to answer your question, I mean, if the battery fails in flight, that's going to be a problem. And probably just like cars, the first introduction of these things will be hybrid, so that they'll be using a battery some of the time, and they'll have jet fuel there as well, and so that'll be the safety mark.
And you know, it's kind of interesting because Boeing with the 737, I mean, they instituted these shorter haul flights to begin with. These are even shorter than those short haul flights, but it seems to have at least opened the door to the evolution of this sort of flight. Yeah.
Well, I think that's right. I think this is how this technology gets introduced, with short flights. But it's still going to be a long, long time before we really see e-planes for the larger aircraft. You know, it just turns out that jet fuel has a lot more energy in it than the batteries that we have anytime soon.
So let's talk about the green factor. How much less polluting are these planes?
Well, aviation accounts for about 3% of global emissions right now, so it's already a pretty small number. And these hybrid aircraft, I think they're only going to reduce the amount of fuel that gets burned by, you know, a small amount, like 10%. So on their own, I don't think e-aircraft are going to make a big difference to aviation pollution. But there's other things that airlines and the aircraft builders are doing, like sustainable aviation fuels that just have a lot lower pollution than the regular fuel that we use today.
Now, there's a difference between actually flying and having an order placed. Can you explain the difference, and you know, how realistic is it that we'll see these orders fulfilled?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, people get excited when they hear airlines ordering these different kinds of aircraft. You know, usually what's happening is the airlines are just trying to get in ahead of everybody else. So they're kind of taking a bet that this will pay off. But in the end, I don't think the real orders, you know, it's not a lot of money that is exchanging hands between the airlines and the developers. So they're placing a bet, a small bet, hoping that this will pay off, because they'd like to be in the front row when the technology's there.
All right. And you mentioned a hybrid model. Is that already in the works, and are the airlines ordering that one?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So I saw a story where Air Canada had ordered 30, again, regional hybrid aircraft. And they're hoping that will be available by 2028. So around, you know, 2030, I think there's probably a good chance that we will see some of these hybrid aircraft in service.
Right on. It sounds exciting. And Ian, we appreciate you sharing your expertise with us. It was Ian Boyd, professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Colorado Boulder. We're talking a bit about the possibility of e-planes coming to a sky near you by the end of the decade, which is, as I said, pretty exciting.